Warning. This show features explicit adult content, action, violence, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 3, Sauteram's Slave. Log entry. hell if I know. Planet Katabasa. The palace of Master Sauteram. Might as well have been a lifetime ago when I came to this wretched place to blast his fat ass into a sizzling pulp. Then, I don't know, maybe spend a few months on a beach planet somewhere? Enjoying my 50 million credit reward as I walked in the hot sand. But the bastards nulled my blaster at the door while I was looking the other way, leaving me armed with nothing but my looks, which might have saved my life. Granted, it's a life now chained to Sauteram's dais as his pet, sentenced to watch him raise hell in celebration of whatever evil deeds he's kicked up lately, but hey, c'est la vie, right?
Yes. Dance for my honored guests.
Now, I'd given a couple sexy dances as a free dame. Once undercover as a belly dancer. We'll get to that story later. Once back at Star Corps in the mess hall for my commanding officer's birthday. Night he'll never forget. What I'm saying is, I'm not unacquainted with loosening up, slipping out of my clothes and putting on a swell little show for the special guys and dolls in my life. Just not for an audience like this. Not for a creature as repulsive as Master. With nothing but my collar and a wreath of beads draped over my naked rack, I give him and his sleazy guests a show. I writhe on his table like a K-light in heat, my scrumptious body on full display for his drooling guests, as I shimmy and shake, and show off that flexibility few men have lived to tell tales about. And when I crawl to Master like a pussycat, you can bet your bottom credit I make sure the cheeks of my smooth, round ass shift left to right. Left to right.
Oh. Come here, my pet.
Does Master like watching me dance? Your little slave.
Bring your tits here.
Yes. I love feeling your big warm hands playing with them. Yeah. Give my nipples a squeeze, Daddy. Tell me how I can please you, Master. Do you want to come between my big tits? Do you want me to crawl on your mighty chest? Like this?
I can't believe you actually got the human assassin herself dancing on a fucking table butt naked and sucking on your fingers.
That is the least of what my pet will wrap her lips around.
Do you like me right here? My hands worshipping your body. Oh, I can feel your big hands running down my back. Do you like me right here? My hands worshipping your body. Oh, I can feel your big hands running down my back. keep going. You can touch me anywhere you want, Master. I'm your property. Your little toy. Course I'd give him a show. I climb up my master and kiss his fat, rippled neck. And when he's had enough teasing, he throws me down onto his dais, flat on my stomach, my chest low, my legs and cunt spread open for him as he mounts me. What scares me the most is how easy this is now. My cheeks no longer flush red and burn scarlet. My muscles no longer tense at his touch. My mind is still my own, but my body... it's a willing whore.
Fuck yes.
Much as I'm ashamed to admit it, I've done everything Master has commanded me to do this past year. Sautoram's had me in every position. Over pillows, propped up by a couple of Cruzaks, chained to his bedroom wall. Upside down. He's fucked every hole, too. At least a couple of times a week. And I've licked wherever he's wanted. I didn't hate every moment. At first, I thought the path of least resistance was the way to go. Endure each distasteful act and swallow up each liter of cum. At least until I get the chance to finish the job and get the fuck out of Dodge. I'd settle for just getting the fuck out of here at this point. Oh, and spoiler alert, Sunshine. In case you haven't gotten the message, I still haven't escaped. I do my best to ignore the cronies and their wet little eyeballs riveted to me, getting off on every single second of my pounding. My focus is far away on the cavern floor. On Princess Kira, the poor girl I replaced as Master's favorite. Now her gentle lips, her smoldering eyes, and her tight body belong to any creature that'll pay for the bragging rights of fucking a princess. Men have flown in from hundreds of systems, and the waiting list, because... of course, Sautoram takes table reservations. Goes out 12 years. Huh. Guess everybody wants to fuck a princess. Her dance is always serene. A callback to her planet's peaceful nature. She flashes that breathtaking smile for whatever filthy critters have bought her time. Crawling into their laps, their greedy mouths suckling her sweet tits and puffy nipples. And she moans in low ecstasy. Today it's 5 customers who have booked her time, pushing and shoving for the chance to touch her. Thick, gray bodies descending on her petite frame.
Yes!
This is fucking awesome.
What are we allowed to do?
Anything you want. You paid Master well. For the whole night, All of you are my master.
Let's all see how full we can fill up those sweet cheeks.
Yes! Fill my mouth with all your precious cum, my masters. I promise I will not swallow without your permission.
Yes, have all your fun with your new pet, men. When you're finished, I'm going to have my own fun with the little princess. Yeah, Sauron breaks his bitches pretty good, doesn't he? Well, I hope not. Because tonight, I'm gonna break whatever's left of you, princess.
I'm used to the collar and the leash bite. But it gives him as much pleasure to hear me in pain as it does to hear me in... well, pleasure. He interrupts my dances a lot for this. That's what you do when you're a pet. Dig. You perform tricks.
Suck my balls, pet.
As you wish, my master. Oh, my master. They're so big. No less can be expected for such a lord and conqueror. A slave like me isn't worthy to even kiss your privates. I thank you, Master, for letting one as weak and meaningless in this universe pleasure you. I am your servant. Your slave. Your whore. Oh, Master. I worship you and your big balls. My master, thank you for giving me the honor to worship your big, fat, fat balls.
Impressive. You've trained it into subservience.
But I gotta confess, I do lose myself in pretty fantasies about killing him and fucking up his corpse. It gives my wistful gaze some flavor of reality as I lick and suck his musky sack. Sometimes, I wonder if he knows it too. I wonder if that's part of what gets him off. I've seen his menagerie. He does like wild animals. Do you want me to focus on the left? Or the right, Master? Felt a lump there. Hope it's cancerous.
Get on the bed.
And it's that time again. I don't put up a fight. I let my head low. My ass high, and to spread my legs for him, wide open. My nails dig into the freshly replaced cotton and sheets as he grips my collar from behind. The tip of his cock probing my slit. Mashing his pre-cum, and delighting in every pensive breath I take. Right before he plows into me, right there on his dais, Right before his guests. Now, if I said this kind of power wasn't attractive, that would be a goddamn lie. Being a pet wouldn't be such a bad gig. Living in the palace of a rich and powerful criminal with trillions of creds. Good food, great booze, armies, women, lands, legends, and all the sex my tongue could handle. If only he wasn't as fat and disgusting on the outside as he is on the inside. If only he didn't treat his girls like dogs. If only it were my choice. Me? I'm not made for this life. This isn't me. I kill because I'm good at it. And because I'm paid for it. Paid a lot for it. And if I stick around here too long, like Garina over there, whose mother ate his little devil spawn, I might be the first bounty hunter to get a negative kill count.
Master Zadoran fucked you good, didn't he?
Why don't you mind your own goddamn business, you little fucking...
Tell me, how Master do?
He fucked me real good.
That better? Now sit, Kyra. Wash Master's favorite.
Princess Kira? Sodoran's last favorite. The lady who lounged on his throne when I first came here so long ago. The Agaparian princess seems to lack the glory luster she had when I first saw her. I see marks. Little scars, bruises. Evidence of the past while on her once flawless figure. You must hate me.
We are forbidden to speak to each other.
Then someone better come in and forbid us.
He's always listening.
No, he isn't. I checked. We're safe here. Unless you hold any loyalty to that lard-filled master of ours. See? It's all right.
I'm not angry at you. No one chooses where they end up in this place.
And yet some of us can fall farther than others. Don't think I haven't noticed those marks.
I...
Shh. Hey, come on. What's wrong, princess?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Just hold still so I may finish cleaning you for Master.
Seeing her sadness makes me feel more than I have in months. While my body glistens with soap and water, her hands and cheeks run wet with sobs as she fights back tears to no avail. I just want to hold her in this warm tub. Our naked bodies pressed together. My hands exploring her bronze skin, my eyes locked on hers. God damn it. I want to make her feel loved, okay? I want to make her feel like a princess. So here's me, dancing for Sautaram as part of my daily routine. I strut along his long table, rocking and swaying to the music, every curve of my sultry form moving to the beat, making my jewelry dance and jingle. I caress my body as every man watching wishes they could. Sautaram subscribes to a philosophy of look, but don't touch. See, he's happy to let them ogle and dream of me, so long as my show works them up enough to buy a slave or rent some flesh for the night. Ain't gonna lie, I've got a great body, and both the job of assassin and whore require no small amount of flexibility. My performances never fail to sell some poor, innocent slave's skin. Sad? Sure. But baby, you've gotta understand. I'm more concerned with protecting my own skin at the moment. I've seen what happens when he gets tired of his favorite.
Come on, bitch, let's go. Now, come on!
Yes, sir. I obey.
By the way, just to keep you up to date on the scene in front of me, I catch sight of the same son of a bitch from yesterday leading Kira to a private room. Amara. High ranking, if you judge from all the fruit salad on his uniform. So he's the one who's been hurting the sweet princess. That Marov, the regular for you, who is he?
General Karagon, one of the Maroks who destroyed my family's kingdom. I tried to please him for our master.
By letting him hurt you?
I...
What does he do? Where do these bruises and cuts come from?
It's worse than it looks. He uses more than his fists. And my chain. The private room comes with things for him to use. I tried to please him, but he can't finish unless I'm in tears. He taunts me with news of my homeworld, the deaths of my brothers, my kingdom, my people. Even Master wasn't as cruel.
You know what else I see? She's breaking. There isn't much left to that sweet Agapari princess. And what there is being torn apart by this monster. Hey, listen to me. He's never going to touch you again.
You can't!
I promise. Just laid it on her, sweet and gentle-like. Her lips feel as soft and wet as I imagined. Fuck, she's so beautiful. I didn't think, and if I did, I might have considered she's just trained to accept any advances made on her with a graceful smile, no matter how much she may want to resist, deep down inside. I hope. If you don't like this, just say no.
Such words are forbidden from me.
How about yes? Is that forbidden? Princess, if you want this too, tell me yes.
I...
Take your time. We'll talk later.